My parents kind of stressed a lot when I was younger, go to church and stuff like that, and I wasn't really up for it because I didn't really care that much about God, and I was kind of just like, oh, we have to go to church, great. And so that's kind of how things are for me with God at that point. But another, and like, so it was kind of hard for me to get close to him because I just felt like at that point in my life, there's just so many things that were, like, wrong. Because, so there are a lot of things that were going on just because, like I said, I was in a big family. And it was just hard for me to find my place and, like, figure out where I was and, like, who I was as a person. So, in fourth grade, I started going to PBC, and that changed my life around, kind of, because I met a lot of people. Even though I was really shy, I still met people, and, like, the way that they explained God to me, it just helped me understand things a little bit better, but I still wasn't ready to commit to God, and then it was just, like, that's how things were, pretty much. And so, up until seventh grade, I was at, Hume Lake. And so the thing was, because I still wasn't a Christian for like those past 4 years, I didn't believe in God. I was just like, oh, I just went to church because I had to. And so I was at Hume, and the thing that they said was, if you want to accept God into your heart, then like stay and sit down. And so I'm sitting down, and then I start talking to the person, and I just like burst into tears. And that at Hume Lake that one day was when I accepted God into my heart. And like my whole thought throughout that was just like, oh, God is here with me now, everything's gonna be perfect, like there's not gonna be any problems, he's just gonna protect me from every single thing. And I guess I was wrong. But so the next year, this wasn't like my greatest year because of a few things. Like Brian had a seizure, like it was the day after Christmas, and I just remember that that really affected me, and it still affects me now, just because I remember that the day that I woke up, the day that it happened, I woke up to my parents yelling at each other, and I go in there, and then they're like, they're telling me that they're getting divorced, and that was just so, so and that was just hard for me, because I always thought that, like, parents would never leave each other and stuff. And also, it just, for some reason, it made me mad at my dad, because I'm not the closest to him, but that really, what I think that was the really main thing that started to ruin our relationship, kind of. And so, that day, Brian had a seizure, and I was mad at a lot of people. I was mad at God, because he was supposed to protect me, and he was supposed to protect my family members, and it was just like, I just felt like he wasn't there for me, and that kind of pushed me away from the church atmosphere. And so I just wanted to, like, I just didn't care because I felt like God wasn't helping me. And so then also I was just, I don't know, I was just really upset. But it did, there was good parts of it, because his seizure, for some odd reason, that kept my parents together. But still, it just, like, I couldn't really heal my relationship with my dad, and that's kind of one of the hard things in my life, even now. And so, my freshman year rolls around pretty smoothly, I guess. So, I'm starting high school, and I'm so excited, because I think it's going to be, like, this great party, and just going to be fun every single day. And so, I get to high school, and it was okay, it wasn't, like, great, but... So I'm in high school, and a few things happened. Like, the first thing was that my grandma died, and that was really tough because she was really important to me. I talked to her all the time, not as much as I guess I should have, and it really sucked because of the way I found out. I was, like, getting ready for school one day, and I go in my mom's room, and then she's like, are you ready for school? I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, your grandma died. And so I, like, have to go to school knowing that my grandma just died. And so that was not the best day. But also, another tough thing about that was, I remember telling her, like, 2 years before she passed away, I was just like, I'll call you every day, I'll check on you, I'll make sure that you're okay. And I never did that, and it just was like, I felt like God is punishing me, just being like, why would you lie? And then it just still, it's kind of affected me a lot, because I just felt like, I felt like a terrible person, just because, I know, I broke with, I lied, and it just made me feel like God was punishing me through that, with through her dying. And another thing about freshman year was that I hung out with a pretty good group of friends. They weren't like the best and they weren't the worst. But one of the things about them was I was one of the few people that were Christian. And so they thought that I had like the magic answer to every question about religion. And so they just asked me all these questions and I couldn't answer them. And it just made me, and like then I started to question God and I started to have questions. And it was just like, if it's not in the Bible, where am I going to find it? And so it was just hard because I realized that I can't, like, there's no basic answer to every single thing and every single question that a person has about religion and stuff. And that was hard for me to accept. And so other than that, that was how my year went. And so in summer, the past summer was, like, one of the biggest summers for me, mostly because one thing was that, like I said earlier, me and my dad don't really have a good relationship. And so, one day I, like, was really mad and I just decided to, like, I decided to speak my mind for once, pretty much. And so I told him how I felt and then he just stopped talking to me. We didn't talk at all. Like, if I needed something, he would pass the money to my mom and he would just, like, he wouldn't say I love you or anything. And it really hurt me. Just because that's your parent, and they're supposed to care, and they're supposed to, like, be there for you no matter what, and I just felt like he wasn't. And another thing that happened was that, because me and Lisa had been going to church together, we went to the same church, obviously, but we didn't really talk that much, and so that summer, we started to hang out and stuff. And she is, like, one of the people that has helped me the most through any problem that I have. And so, it's just kind of, like, if there was anything that I need to talk to somebody about, if I was ever, like, I don't want to go to church, if I were, like, going to go do something stupid, she would be, like, no, don't make me smack you around or something like that. And so, she kind of was just, like, she's kind of, like, the enforcer in my life. She wouldn't, like, she just, like, wouldn't let me mess around at all. And so I kind of feel like God put her in my life just to sort of help me and protect me so that I wouldn't screw up, pretty much. And another thing that I remember distinctly from that summer, it was at family camp, and it was after the talent show, and I was, like, sitting by the fire pit, and then all of a sudden people are leaving, and I'm like, why are you guys leaving? I don't know what's going on. And so I go over, and so I turn around, and there's, like, this circle of people, and then I go over the circle, and everybody's, like, holding hands, and that was really important, because they were, like, singing worship music together, and so it kind of stuck with me, because even though we all go to the same church, we all don't, like, talk to each other and stuff, we're not all best friends or whatever, but it's still that, that was really cool because it just showed that no matter what, we can all be together through worship and stuff and just through God. And so that was really cool for me. And a few important people in my life, I guess you could call them like my heroes, is my mom, I guess, because she's like the person that I can tell everything to. And like I said, with the problems that I had with my dad, she would always be there for me, and she'd just be like, okay, you need to talk to him. And then she helped me a lot, and she just, no matter what went wrong, she would always be there for me. Another person was Jordan, because whenever I'll have a problem, I'll just, like, text him, or I'll call him, and he'll talk to me, no matter how stupid I sound, like, if I'm about to cry or something like that, I'll just tell him, and he won't make fun of me all the time, but, so, but he is always there to talk. And so that's kind of, and like I said, I guess that, and I feel like through reading my life story again, it just makes me seem like that through a lot of my experiences that happened in my life, God has always been there, and it always had like the gentle hand that's been guiding me, but I guess I kind of like pushed him away and I haven't really noticed. And also, like, one of the reasons why I wasn't a Christian and why I did, like, and why I was so angry at my dad and stuff is because, like, I'm not going to be, I just kind of wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to be, to separate myself because I grew up in a big family, like I said, and then it's just, like, my brothers are always together and they have their little connection thing, and so I just kind of wanted to, like, make my own path and do my own thing, but I guess God was still there for me, so that's my life story.
I'll make fun of her sometimes. Do we have any questions for Desiree? Do you have a question?
I'm not telling the story.
Any questions?
I'm not telling.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Rainbow sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet? Is that even an ice cream?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't afford Baskin Robbins. Expensive.
They sell it at Safeway.
Ooh. Too much for a rainbow sherbet. Thank you for clarifying. Wow.
You guys all just learned something.
Feel
the
educated.
Skort? Oh my god.
Any other questions? Well, now I can't. Nobody else, huh? Yeah.
No, definitely.
Can you repeat the question?
It's one of your most embarrassing moments, maybe with a skort involved.
What's a skort?
It's a skirt and shorts.
No, I do. I know what it is.
It's a skirt in the front and, like, shorts in the back. Duh.
It's like a mullet. That's awesome. I'm automatically a fan. It's like a mullet.
Okay, so in third grade, I was so excited because my mom had bought me a skort. And I was so excited to wear it.
Hold on. Are they, like, cool to wear?
In third grade.
All right, cool. That's all I wanted
to do. So, I was really excited because I thought, like, that I was going to be so cool because my hair is braided and I was wearing, like, all these fancy clothes. And so, I go to school and I had my jacket wrapped around my waist the whole time, except for when I got into class. And so, I, like, get to class and I put my jacket away and stuff. And then the day goes by pretty smoothly. So, I'm in line for lunch and I hear, like, people laughing behind me. I don't understand what's funny, so I turn around and I'm like, oh, what's so funny? And they don't say anything. And so I go and get my lunch, and then I'm, like, eating lunch with my friends. And so they're laughing at me, too, I guess. And so I didn't understand what was funny. And then they, like, finally told me that I had, like, a huge hole in the back of my skort thing. And so I'd been walking around the whole day with a hole in it. So it was pretty embarrassing because I didn't have my jacket with me or backpack to cover it up, but... That's the story.
Oh, that's sad. Why would you ask that?
She told me it was like 2 in the morning and it was hilarious.
Everything's funny at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Desiree about her life? Yeah.
An adult. What do you want to do when you're out of school as an adult? Like, after college?
To work.
Oh. I want to be a special education teacher.
Oh. I heard they're all a little bit weird.
Good show.
I heard special education teachers are weird.
Yes. He goes to school and teaches a Pledge of Allegiance lesson.
Pledge of Allegiance?
She said she has the Pledge of Allegiance teacher.
Is that what you said?
I did.
Do you know the Pledge of Allegiance?
Do you know
no,
the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't. I don't know it.
She hasn't gone to college yet.
I don't know.
Under God, indivisible, and liberty, justice for all.
What?
Ignore her. Ignore her.
Lisa.
So when was the last time that you wore...
kind of funny.
Can I skip a question?
You gotta repeat that one.
When's the last time I wore a diaper? Can I skip a question?
Hold on. I don't think you guys heard the question, because I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be talking right now. The question was, when was the last time you wore a diaper?
Can I skip questions? Is that okay?
It may be a new most embarrassing moment right now. You can skip it if you want.
Whatever, I'll say it. It's not that bad. So, I think I was like 9 or 8, and I didn't really wet the bed anymore, but I would always go over to my grandma's house, and she would like make me wear diapers to like every single time that I went over to her house, and so it was pretty embarrassing to wear them underneath jeans, because it's like you can see the outline of a diaper underneath your jeans, and it was just very embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing.
It's okay, though.
Don't worry. Are you wearing one right now?
No.
Be honest.
No.
She's not, guys.
Okay.
Do you guys have any other questions for Desiree about her life or her story?
No. Well, nobody has any questions.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a question over here.
Yeah. When was the last time you wore a diaper? Out of curiosity.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think I'm about a 6. Well, mostly because I don't read the Bible as much as I should, and I do stuff that I know I shouldn't be doing, and I'm just not as, and I'm not trying as hard to be closer to God as I should.
Good question. Any other questions? Yes.
What was my proudest moment? Probably in. I think it was like in second grade when I got on the honor roll.
Honor roll.
Got an award and everything.
Nice.
It's pretty great.
Not winning broom hockey, huh?
Oh, well, okay, I didn't think about that. I forgot.
Pretty big.
Sorry.
One. Pretty big one.
Second on the list.
Second?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Your chance.
Nice.
All right.
Wait. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. We did just have a birthday. Happened to have been Desiree's birthday.